listening to Tea with Tolkien, a podcast for the Hobbit at Heart. Episode 3, December 25th, The Ring Goes South. Merry Christmas, everybody! I hope you had a fruitful Advent and that you're beginning to enjoy the Christmas season today. I hope you'll be able to find a couple minutes just to unwind from all the festivities and busyness and have a cup of tea with me and Tolkien today. I was so excited when I realized that Christmas fell on a Tuesday, since we know my podcast comes out on Tuesdays, and that meant that I would get to do a special Christmas episode for you guys. So aside from being Christmas Day, of course, December 25th is actually quite an important day in the world of Tolkien. It's the date that the Fellowship left from Rivendell, officially marking the beginning of Frodo's quest. If you aren't familiar with the story of the Fellowship of the Ring, you really should be. It's 2018, and why haven't you read The Lord of the Rings yet? Okay, well, if you haven't read it, you should just turn this episode off and go get the book. And if you're still listening and you still haven't read it, I'll just get you up to speed. At the beginning of The Fellowship of the Ring, we learned that Bilbo has this special ring. It's actually an incredibly dangerous tool from the enemy. Frodo sets off from his home at Bag End, leaving everything behind to carry this ring to Rivendell, where he's just trying to get it there, and they don't have much of a plan yet after that. He's closely pursued by these servants of Sauron, these Black Riders. We also call them the Nazgul. And he's stabbed by one of them. It's very scary and upsetting. He's pursued by them pretty closely. Narrowly avoids them. After kind of a skirmish, he passes out. And then in the beginning of book 2, he awakens and finds himself in Rivendell. They have a big council called the Council of Elrond, where it comes to everyone's attention that the ring actually needs to be destroyed. And it is there that Frodo accepts the burden of destroying it, which means he'll have to carry it to Mordor and toss it into the fires of Mount Doom where it was made. I love this quote about Rivendell. Frodo was now safe in the last homely house east of the sea. That house was perfect, as Bilbo had long ago reported. A perfect house whether you liked food or sleep or storytelling or singing or just sitting and thinking best, or a pleasant mixture of them all. Merely to be there was a cure for weariness, fear, and sadness. So, this is where Frodo is leaving on Christmas Day. He's in this restful place, this safe haven, and on the Feast of the Nativity of the Lord, he is setting out onto a crazy, dangerous, life-sacrificing quest. So, if you're just reading in the book, you might not even realize that December 25th is the date that the Fellowship leaves. But if you flip all the way back to your appendices and check out Appendix B, you'll see right there it says December 25th, the Fellowship sets out from Rivendell at dusk. Tolkien wasn't the kind of guy who chose dates unintentionally, especially considering the date he chose for the destruction of the ring on March 25th. In the spirit of liturgy, then Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger, later Pope Benedict XVI, explained, Jewish tradition gives the date of March 25th to Abraham's sacrifice. This day was also regarded as the day of creation, the day when God's work decreed, let there be light. It was also considered very early on as the day of Christ's death and eventually as the day of his conception. So this date is also the officially celebrated feast of the Annunciation, the celebration of the Incarnation, Mary's fiat. So considering this case in point, I think it's pretty safe to say Tolkien didn't just throw dates around. It feels natural that he chose the date of March 25th for the destruction of the ring, and it also makes a lot of sense that he chose December 25th to be the date that the quest officially began. So what does it mean then that Tolkien chose December 25th as the date the Fellowship left Rivendell? It's a quest that begins on the Feast of the Nativity of our Lord, and it ends on the date of his crucifixion. Like, that's just pretty wild to me. I love with Tolkien that I don't have to set out to find ways to make his works Catholic. He already did that for me, and I'm just kind of uncovering them and feeling very excited and sharing it all with you. I hope you're as excited as I am. This really strengthens any ideas we might have had about the ring representing sin in some way, or the different ways members of the Fellowship of the Ring act as Christ figures throughout the story, especially Frodo. Rivendell is the safe place, a place of refuge and healing, and it is in Rivendell that we get Frodo's fiat. He accepts the burden of the ring, no matter what the pain it may bring him. And that reminds me a lot of Mary, in the way that she accepted the role of Christ's mother, despite knowing how difficult it would be for her. So in leaving the safety of Rivendell, we are reminded of Christ's birth in a way. Just as Jesus left the safety of Mary's womb, Frodo is leaving the safety of Rivendell to begin the difficult and dangerous task of the salvation of Middle-earth. And this is no small thing. Just as when Jesus was born, Jesus left behind the safety and warmth of his mother's womb to join us in the cold, broken world. Almost immediately, he was in danger, as the Holy Family was forced to flee to Egypt to escape King Herod. Christ came into this world for a purpose, and he has a hard road in front of him. And this perspective isn't really something I had considered before, the similarities between the beginning of Frodo's quest and the beginning of Christ's quest, and kind of the way that they both play out. They're super difficult, dangerous, and involve a lot of suffering. We often see Christmas as a joyful occasion, and of course it is, but for Christ himself, it marked the beginning of his life of sacrifice. And thinking about this and reflecting on the way that Tolkien describes all of the different pains that Frodo is experiencing and the fear, it just made me feel even more grateful for Christ's sacrifice. This is one of my favorite quotes from the Council of Elrond, which is the chapter before Frodo departs. Elrond says, "The road must be trod, but it will be very hard, and neither strength nor wisdom will carry us far upon it. The quest may be attempted by the weak with as much hope as the strong. Yet such is oft the course of deeds that move the wheels of the world. Small hands do them because they must, while the eyes of the great are elsewhere." This reminds me of Christ's humility coming into the world as a baby, and I think it's also something that can be very encouraging for us, as we are not usually the smartest and strongest and biggest and bravest. We are usually hobbits at heart. So as we begin to celebrate this Christmas season in joyous memory of Christ's birth, we also begin to look forward to Lent, Holy Week, and Christ's crucifixion. Just as the Fellowship embarks on their quest to destroy the ring, Christ's birth marks the beginning of his quest towards the destruction of sin and of all death and brokenness. I hope you guys will keep that in mind as you're celebrating your Christmas festivities. I hope you are all enjoying second breakfast and 11 C's and dinner and supper and all the meals a hobbit could want on Christmas. I hope you have a beautiful, wonderful, blessed season. And I hope you guys will have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you next week about different ways that we can embrace the spirit of Middle-earth and be more hobbits at heart in the new year. If you have any good ideas for how one might become more of a hobbit at heart in the new year, you can tweet me at Tea with Tolkien, and if it's a good one, I may or may not read it on the podcast. I also just wanted to recommend another Christmassy podcast for if you're listening today. My good friends over at the Roman Circus have put together a series of mini episodes for each of the 12 days of Christmas featuring different guests, and it should be really good. They invited me on for the 5th day of Christmas, so I hope you'll give it a listen, and that would be great. So have a wonderful week. I'll see you guys next Tuesday. Bye! Hi, Augustine.
Hi.
How old are you?
3.
What is Christmas all about, buddy?
Jesus' birthday.
Jesus' birthday?
Mm-hmm.
What do we do on Christmas?
Play snowballs.
Yeah. Are we going to go to church? Is mm-hmm. Lily going to sing at church?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be so nice. What do you think about... What do you think about hobbits?
They walk in snow so sad.
That's true. What do you think about Gollum?
Gollum Dad got the ring.
He got the ring. What do you want for Christmas?
A big dinosaur.
A big dinosaur?
I'm screaming to Grandpa to send me that.